Ms. Linda, L-I-N-D-A, McArdle, M-C-C-A-R-D-L-E, 6263. Ms. McArdle is a 61-year-old woman who comes in today for follow-up of blood pressure. It's time for her blood work. She's been putting it off for some time period. In the paragraph, she hasn't had any recent lab done, and she's had a strong family history of high blood pressure, coronary artery disease, and kidney failure in the past. Period. Medication. Let's make a list for her. First, allergy none. Then, amiodarone 10 milligrams a day. Lisinopril, hydrochlorothiazide 20-25 once a day. Metoprolol, succinate 50 once a day. Hydralazine 25 BID. Then, family history. Both mom and dad died of myocardial infarction. High blood pressure, strokes, all related to their blood pressure issues. Medical problems, hypertension. Next to diabetes and DJD, surgery, C-section, tubal ligation. She has an allergy, none. COVID immunization, none. She's alert, she's awake. Mammogram, none. Total colonoscopy, none. All because of price and the fact that she has no insurance. 198 pounds, 99%, 98.2, 20, 57, 140 over 79. Heart positive, swamp positive, two lungs are clear. Abdomen soft, next for JVD skin shows mirasher on mucosa with an lesion. Carotid ultrasound shows minimal blockage. Number two, thyroid looks healthy. Number three, heart looks shows mild LVH. No sign of sleep apnea and that there's no RVH. Next number, liver slightly fatty, gallbladder looks healthy, kidneys look normal, no renal vascular hypertension. Next number, check blood work. Next number, mammogram ordered. Next number's meds were refilled at the pharmacy for 90 days. Next number's findings discussed with patient at length before leaving. Next number's will come back and see us in the next 3 to 6 months. Thank you so much. Bye-bye. Next number, should do a mammogram ASAP, just because she's 60. Next number, she hasn't had a colonoscopy. It's too expensive to do one at this time. Thank you.